Good day, guys. This is your business coach, Adanna Austin, and welcome to the Dynamic Business Growth Podcast, your weekly podcast where we talk about all things business. Did you know that 80% of your sales are made on the fifth follow-up? Yes, that's a fact. So this is why I keep saying to you guys, as you're building your business, right? I know you want to put out your offers and whatever, but you have to follow up with people. You have to have a follow-up sequence. And you're not just following up with any and everybody. You are following up with the people who have asked you questions. The fact that they have asked a question means that there is some form of interest, right? Follow up, have a follow up sequence, a sequence by which you send a follow up email, a sequence by which you do a follow up phone call, a sequence by which you continue to build the relationship, have conversations, and nurture your audience. What I think people are missing is that follow up sequence is part of your nurturing sequence. Yeah, that follow-up system is part of your nurturing sequence, because people get busy, part of life, life is be life in, and sometimes they are waiting for you to share more information. So your follow-up is not just like, hey, don't forget, I'm still here, bye from me. Your follow-up sequence could be, hey, I know that you asked about this particular product or offer. I just want to let you know that it's available this month or this week or today for a limited time offer. It's available until Friday, because after Friday we're running out of stock, or this will be the last time that I'm offering this particular training. So if you want to get it, you can get on it now. You know, just have some type of way that you are following up with people. And more importantly, make it a part of your weekly process. Make it a part of your weekly process. You know, we always talk about time management and making sure that you set aside time to create your content, you set aside time to do your inventory, you set aside time to do your deliveries, you set aside time to do your finances. Set aside time to also follow up. For us in our business, we follow up every Tuesday. Tuesday is our day that we send out those emails. Tuesday is our day that we get on the phone. Tuesday is our day that we jump into our DMs and really respond to people, or re-respond to people, or ask additional questions to make sure that they can also make an informed decision. Whether that's in the DMs, whether that's via WhatsApp, via emails, or wherever your ideal clients may be engaging with your business. How often are you following up? Because let me tell you something, right? If you're not following up and you don't have a follow-up system, you are leaving money on the table. Now, you also have to determine, based on your business and based on your ideal clients, who are the people that you need to follow up with. It might not be every single person that jumps into your DMs, right? But based on the questions that they may ask, you may get a sense of, okay, this is my ideal clients, and they just need further clarification on something. So it may mean that you may need to ask them a few questions as well to ensure that they are your ideal clients. It doesn't mean you have to follow up on everybody who jumps in your DMs, because you have to use your discernment to decide who is actually the best fit for your business. But definitely have a follow-up system that you can connect with people, so that you can continue to build a relationship, and so that you can nurture them, so that you get closer to a yes, right? Don't leave money on the table, guys. Implement a follow-up system starting today.
Thanks so much for tuning into today's podcast. And remember, it is all about focus and consistency. Check for more episodes on my website at Marketing Dynamics Business Solutions at www.mkgdynamics.com.